Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Navkar Corporation Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nirav. Good afternoon and very warm welcome to everyone. Thank you for being on the call of Navkar Corporation Limited. From the management, we are happy to have with us here today Mr. Arun Sharma, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Anish Maheshwari, Chief Financial Officer. I will hand over the call to Mr. Anish Maheshwari for opening comments, and then we'll have a question-and-answer session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vikram, and thank you for this call. Good afternoon and very warm welcome to everyone present on the call. I would like to give insights on the results of current quarter, financials of the company. Here I am highlighting the detail about the continuous operation of the company. Coming to the total revenue figures of this quarter, the same is 105.53 crores for this quarter as compared to 103.55 crores last quarter and 129.33 crores from last year first quarter. The revenue has been increased quarter-on-quarter is 1.21% and decreased by 24%, which is the major reason behind this is the export operations or the port is around 30% decline on quarter-on-quarter basis and last year quarter basis. On these revenue figures, the profit after tax of company in this quarter stands 3.73 crores in comparison to 6.65 crores in last one. When coming to the profit before the tax, the same was 6.30 crores compared to 9.96 crores in previous quarters. Going ahead, this is the elements of the revenue of company during the quarter are as followed. In case of CFS-PFT, volume of export containers handled stands at 18,130 TEUs from 28,169 TEUs on QOQ basis and fallen at 35.63% and from 33,811 on YOY basis, the same is 46.38%. The major reason of fall was on the exports of rice, sugar, being the exports of rice, sugar, and other agro commodities. The position is expected to remain same for the upcoming three, four quarters. Volume of import containers handled fallen by 5.30% to 28,854 from 30,470 TEUs on a QOQ basis and the 28,854 TEUs from the 29,590 TEUs on a YOY basis. The same is slightly lower side by 2.48%. Coming to the agri turnover of CFS, the same is down by 23.79% from 64.2 crore to 48.96 crore. In case of CFS-PFT, the number of trains handled is 181 in this quarter compared to 233 in last one. And about the domestic turnover for this quarter is 32.02 crore of Somatme and 15.87 crore at Udna and 2.8 crore at Morbi. Total making is 49.97 crore to company's level compared to last quarter is 37.22 crore. In the case of ICD Manava, volume of export containers handled stands at 2,065 TEUs, whereas import containers handled stands at 216 TEUs. There has been tenfold increase in the TEUs handled in agri business. Coming to the agri turnover of ICD Manava is 4.8 crore, whereas domestic was 2.8 crore and totally 6.88 crore. Now coming on the profit figures of the quarter one FY23-24, operating profit of the continuing business for this quarter stands at 37.84 crore as compared to 36.5 crore. But when we compare the same with the turnover, the operating margins are current quarter 35.86 crore in comparison to 35.25 crore last quarter. Hence, the operating profits marginally slightly increased. In spite of the fact when the exim balances are not cleared as last year, still we are maintaining the same profit level. In spite of the fact of Morbi operations where we have a huge losses because of the operations are yet started in a full swing, still company is maintaining the same profit. The profit before tax from continuing operations stands at 3.73 crore as compared to 9.96 crore on a QOQ basis. This impacts on profits due to following factors: the employee cost of business and increase, which is current year appraisal and team expansion, is 3.24 crore, and the finance cost have declined by 2.58 crore in this quarter comparison to last quarter is 3.66 crore to 1.08 crore. EBITDA margin had decreased to 16.15 crore from 20.48 crore. This is mainly cause of increase by employee benefit cost. At last, Sumatme was able to maintain steadily revenue over last 3-4 years even when there was fall in exam revenue by 23.79, whereas the compensated by the domestic business of the company, whereas the ICD Morbi has achieved 6.95 crore, which is higher by 170.43% over 2.56 crore QOQ basis. ICD Morbi is still covered to cost. It is expected that it will be achieved break-even in upcoming 4-5 quarters. With exponential growth, it is expected to have growth at 15-20% for ICD Morbi operations. Here, I just wanted to highlight over the debt size of company. Company added new fleet of almost 400 trailers in past 6 months and 8 restrakers and 3 racks, out of which we had taken 200 trailers loan, which is in debt size company has taken 80 crores debt to maintain the Morbi operations. Like in a cyclone situation, we got a huge operational opportunity over there and we add new fleet of 200 containers to achieve the port movement, and which is give the benefit to the straight business side, where which was we have a business of 3 crores last quarter, which is 7 crores this quarter. Now I just wanted to be open floor for a Q&A sessions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you must press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and 1 to ask the question. The first question is from the line of Ganesh Shetty, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, am I audible?
Yeah, yeah. Tell me, please.
Yeah. Sir, good afternoon and thank you for the opportunity. So, during the last quarter, we had a very high expectation of good performance for this quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But if we compare all the parameters like sales and profitability in spite of giving away entire debt and using the cash which we have got from Adani transaction.
Mm-hmm.
We are still far away from the expectation to the shareholder or expectation of the investor. So every quarter we are expecting something stabilizing of the profitability. But every quarter we are having some negative surprise also. So I can understand the business, the dynamic and the investment which is required. But as a shareholder, it is a regular disappointment for most of us. So can you please throw light on our future prospects and some stability or some predictability in our profitability for the future?
So thank you so much. I do agree with you, but I have certain things which I just wanted to be highlighted over here to you. Good for the company. Company was 100% debt-free in spite of the situations which we had seen into the market, where the exports are getting down since last 2 or 3 quarters drastically, and which will remain continuing for next 2 or 3 quarters. Good thing for the company, there is a growth which we had seen in Morbi. There are certain parameters which will have to be taken care of well, like when we are going to start our new operations in a new vicinity, where we'll have operational efficiency to be developed in couple of quarters. It may take another 3 or 4 quarters to take care of our break-even. But once we will be in a full swing, as we had seen in past where we have Vapi operations, first 6 quarters we were not making any profit. We were on the side of maintaining our operating levels itself. And once we were in a full swing, after that you will see there was a volume of 20,000 container per month and company was making almost 50% jump in 3 or 4 quarters during the period. So now if you'll ask me, the negative surprise which we had seen for the company is definitely profit level. And I can say after Vapi also, our Mumbai operations during this period also with the different strategy of our marketing team towards the domestic operations and maintaining the mix of other commodities, where the other sectors which you will see in export. I just wanted to be highlight here, when the exim mix is not correct, then your profitability will be going very lesser than the comparative period. But still we are maintaining the same. Our EBITDA level is marginally down. In absolute number, if you see, due to the Morbi operations, we were making a sales of 6 crore versus we have a total expense of 12 crore. So in that fact, if you see, comparative to other quarters, our EBITDA margins are remain same. But due to the new factor or new facility which we had started last March only, where we will take another 3 to 4 quarters for break-even. Till the time, that might be a profitability remain same or in an improvement side slightly. But after once everything will be in operational side, then we'll be in a real shape in next 1 or 1.5 years, I can say.
Sir, is there any plan to take debt for our further working capital or capex? Because as you mentioned, this quarter we had purchased some quantity of trailers and all for adding our operations. So can we expect some more debt in the books in the coming quarters to come?
So what I just wanted to be tell you about the same, during the cyclone period, there was a huge opportunity for us in a Morbi side, and we were well catering the service with services to cater the existing operations over there, and we were getting good business from that side. And that's the reason we just take the decision, and we just wanted to try hiring over there a local truck operator, but we were not getting that much of a quantum of vehicles. That's why we just take the decisions and we just add the fleet. One more thing I just wanted to add here. Last year, till after Adani's deal done, he had added 400 vehicles, out of which 200 is 100% owned by the company. There was a with the cash itself. 8 restrikers, which we just required for the operations, which we added by our own cash. 3 racks, frames, which we added by our own cash. So all in all, if you see with the entire operations, when we did started for Vapi, we were having almost 300 crores fleet. But right now, with the same fleet, we had only spent 80 crores. And against that, 50 crores, which we are about to receive from Adani, in 25 crores in this year, and next year 25 crores. So total debt which we added now is 80 crores, out of which 50 crores which we have in hand. So I think so net debt for the company over the period of time, it may be maximum of 50 crores for next 1.5 years. If there is no such business opportunities received in coming future, then we'll definitely not going to add any other debt. But if there is a huge opportunity again come to us, then we will see on the opportunity side.
My one request is that as we are conducting our conference call in the middle of trading session for our market players, so it would be beneficial for the company management as well as the investors if they can just postpone it at around 3:30 p.m. so that, you know, a large number of investors can participate in the conference call and management can get some overview of the investor perception. Thank you very much, sir.
No, sir. We'll take care of it, your point.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Kaustav Bubna from BNSBL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, you said that you added some debt this quarter. So how much was that quantity?
200 vehicles, 80 crores.
So you added 80 crores of debt.
Yes, sir. Right? Yes.
Okay. And what is and before this Morbi unit, what is, let's say in 3 years, 3 to 4 years down the line, it operates at optimal utilization. What type of revenues and margins should one expect from an ICD like this?
So down the line, 4 years. As our past experience, if you see in Vapi, 2017 was the first year where we were having a top line of 20 crores and EBITDA was negligible, hardly 1 or 2 crores, I think so. And gradually after 4 years, if you see when we, before we sold out, it was having a top line of almost 450 crores and EBITDA level of 60-65 crores. So we are expecting at the Morbi side the same up down the line 3 to 4 years, but it will depends on the situation of the market. It will depends as if you'll see today, exports are almost 30-35% down. If the
Why is
things
that?
Yeah, so if the things
Why
will
is it down?
now it's audible.
Yeah, no, I'm saying why are exports down?
Exports due to globally, if you see, and agricultural commodity, rice is banned, now sugar is banned. So once the agri commodity, which is not going to be export, and exports for exports, Navkar, we are major having exports of agro commodity itself. So sugar earlier, if you see, last year we were having almost 10-15 trains volumes in a month, which is all stopped, and which will remain continue as we got understand from the market as well as the government entities. It will remain continue for next 2 or 3 quarters itself.
So you're saying when, so what you're saying is that when government comes out and bans the exports to regulate this commodity,
Definitely.
Navkar is not gaining from this, is opposite of gaining from this
It's
because.
not about Navkar, sir. It's all about now industry. So if you see at port side also, there are operations of exports is getting down by 30-35%.
Correct, correct. But we are talking about Navkar right now because this is a Navkar call. So I'm saying Navkar does get harmed by this type of a policy because you all are directly in this business.
There are two different harms. One is the export, which is not going by the Navkar. There is a business loss. Second, the exim mix, which is getting changed. One, if I have a good export as well as the import, then my profitability will be little higher because we have a both side cargo, correct? At the same time, if I don't have exports or I have a one side cargo, then my costing will be little higher side. So it will also impact the EBITDA.
And is your Vapi, was your Vapi capacity same as Morbi?
It's almost same, sir.
So we can expect around, if everything goes well, around that same 450 crores in 4 years from Morbi.
So this is our expectations.
And how much revenue in Morbi are you expecting to do this year?
So right now we are at almost this quarter we did have around 6 crores revenue, and next quarter we are expecting around 30-40% upside,
Jump
and it will remain
from
continue
this quarter.
so it will remain continue for next couple of quarter, and it will be having a 15-20%, I can say, quarter on quarter growth.
And you're saying, see, what on one hand you said you won't increase debt. On the other hand, your net debt will stay at around 50 crores level. On the other hand, you're saying that you may increase debt if the opportunity comes. So, I mean, what was the point?
So basically,
What was the point of becoming debt-free if you're going to, build that debt back up?
You'll have to be understand, if we are having a 15-20% growth quarter on quarter, then there is no requirement of further debt that I told earlier too. If there is any huge opportunity came, like cyclone was the event which was over there in Gujarat, and maybe got the good opportunity. So I can say you, in last quarter we have a 3 crores revenue versus this quarter we have a 7 crores. And this month might be we are having cross 4 crores. So I just wanted to be, explain over here, is there any opportunity in near future which we get from the existing business houses from there, then will have to be add up. It will all depends. I will not be wait for 4 years to achieve 400 crores turnover. If there is an opportunity and I'll reach by 2 years, then I'll have to be add fleet or smooth my operations.
Fair enough. That's a good point. And just the last question I had on your CFS business, could you just speak a bit about this business and give us some indication on where it is right now in terms of revenues for the company and margins, and how can we improve this business, and what are the things you're seeing in that business?
So
Nine.
CFS business will remain continue with the same line of action since last 3-4 years after DPD. So CFS is more we have an exim business, wherein we have a export mix of 50-50 earlier years in 2000 till 2015-16. Now it has gone down by almost 80-20. So if you see quarter on quarter, our CFS business will remain same, which will be in the range of 80-100 crores. And it was last year when before Vapi ICD we sold out, we were having almost in range of 800 crore revenue, out of which 400 crore from our ICD and 400 crore from are CFS, and the CFS revenue remains same since last 4-5 years. There are hardly, you know, marginal difference of 5-10% plus minus. So CFS will be remain continue as we were not focusing more on CFS business because this is a less profitable business. We are more focusing on the new commodities like steel, cement, domestic operations, cross business from Morbi to Mumbai, Mumbai to Morbi. It's like tiles, Morbi is a tiles hub. So we are exploring those commodities wherein they are coming to the Mumbai for the export as well as the domestic operations. These are the commodities which we are more focusing, steel, which is going export from here, JNPT port as well as from Mundra, and the certain facilities over there near our facility which we just wanted to be catering. So this will be our more focusing area, and other than that, we are more focused on the cross-selling business, which might be giving us another benefit towards the Mumbai CFS as well as the CFT of Morbi. This is our core strategy towards next couple of quarters.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Narendra from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. So just to just a clarification regarding the Modi revenue.
Narendra,
so is it possible?
Your audio is not very clear. Can you please speak to the handset?
Yeah, is it okay now?
No, it's still the same.
Yeah, okay. You can take other participants. I'll join back.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Shashank Mishra, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. My question is that in the last conference call, you have shared that you have to receive 25 crore from Adani in September and October, and you have to receive also, you have filed application for the subsidy from railways of 30 crore. So can you please throw some light on this? What is the status of both these payments?
So last quarter, which I told about the subsidy, which will be from the government of Gujarat, I told the same time it might be happen in next 3 or 4 months. We are expecting by December we try to get it done. It is all depends on the government entity. While they are into the process of understanding of our subsidy papers and all, Once they will get clear all these things, then we will be getting the right time, which might be taking 2 months time, which might be taking 6 months time. This it was also told by me in last quarter call. Secondly, which you told about the Adani payment is due in September, and we are expecting that we'll be received the same in September or max by October. Is there any change? We'll give the sense on the shareholders. Because till now, with our experience, Adani is not even delayed our single penny. Whenever it was due, it was paid by them. So with that experience, I can say it's due in September. It might be received in October maximum.
Thank you.
So 25 crore this year and 25 crore next year.
Thank you. Participants, you must press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from Vikram Suryavanshi from Phillip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So just wanted to understand our Morbi operation. Last quarter, if you look at, we were waiting for shipping lines addition of our terminal into their basically import-export. And how is the now development, and by when we can see that train operation can pick up for Morbi?
So, Vikram sir, almost all shipping lines are added over there in Morbi operations. All parties are there, started business gradually. And rail operations, which you told about, once all operations will be in shape, once all parties will be having that, confidence on us, then that it will be gradually improved. In our Vapi operations, there were so many parties where when we started Vapi operations, there were so many parties we were refused in first row. And the same which was happened with us in Morbi also, because there are existing setup with the parties. They don't want to change. But I can say it's a blessing or disguise for us. When the cyclone came, they were stuck in mid-operations. And at the same time, we got the opportunity to clear the cargo for the same party. And now those who parties were not entertaining us, they are calling us for their operations. So this is the positive thing for the Mori operation, I can say. Secondly, once the operations will smooth and once the operations will be on a higher side, then the railway operations will also be improved.
Got it. And out of, I think, around 4.8 crore exim revenue we did, how many containers were handled broadly for exim?
So Morbi, if you'll see, 2,065 containers we had doing as exports and 216 for import.
2,065
for export. For export, 216 export. For import. So in totality, if you'll see, it's 2,281.
Okay.
So Morbi today, Morbi is more our export focus area.
Understood. Okay. And in JNPT, or have we reduced our number of trains post giving up Vapi terminal? How many trains we are operating? If you can.
In total, 181 trains we handled, comparative to 233, which was in last quarter.
But number of trains we were operating, I think 14 trains we were operating earlier.
So now we have a 6 trains.
6 trains, okay.
Yes.
Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Lalit Kumar, individual investor. Please go ahead. So the line for the participant drops. Next question is from the line of Narendra from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yeah, Narendra.
Yeah. So you said that it will take 3 to 4 quarters to, you know, for the operations to stabilize at Morbi. So any guidance for the revenue number for the next couple of years if you could provide?
So as I told you, we are in very early stage to spend time over there. We just started in March 2023, first quarter, which we have around 6 crores revenue. And over the period of time, I can see the growth. If it give me average growth rate, might be around 20%. So quarter on quarter for next couple of quarter or 3-4 quarters, it may go higher side. It may take 20-25% of a growth, but steadily year on year, it might be in a 20-25% growth. So if this year I'll take almost in a range of 30 to 35 crores of a turnover, then next year it might be in a range of 40-45. So what happens once it's all depends on the repeatable customers. So if some customer is having around 1,000 containers volume in a month, he will start with the 100 or 50 containers with the initial operations. Once we able to do time delivery or serve them better, then they gradually shift our business, which is we have our past history also. So based on that, I can say there are gradual jump on quarter basis. It might be a one quarter where may be having a 50% jump, and there might be a one quarter where maybe have a 10% jump. So year on year, there might be a 20-25% we are expecting. And it may take around 3 to 4 years time to achieve the past Vapi business levels.
Yeah, yeah, I had understood that. I was just asking about on the group level, if you could provide it. I mean, you know, all the ports together.
You are asking?
Yeah, yeah, all the ports together. All the
okay. So,
that
so this year we have a first quarter is around 103. It might be, I can say, this year we'll be close around 450 plus crores altogether for the Vapi from the Morbi domestic and the Mumbai operations.
Okay, okay. Got it. And anything on the margin side? Right.
So margin side, I can say as Morbi is taking shape, it might take break even of around 3 to 4 quarters. Once the Morbi will be on a break even, then our real margins will be slightly upper side from the earlier past EBITDA level.
So is it fair to assume that the current quarter margins will be the trend for the year?
Yeah, yeah, it might be same.
Yeah, yeah. And also the one last question regarding the tax rate. So what's going on there, and what would be the normalized tax rate, you know?
So both is at Mumbai, we are in the general tax level, and Morbi will be under MAT.
Okay. Okay, got it. Thanks for all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I will now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So thank you so much to the entire shareholder community and the business holders. And we are into the path of, again, new growing capabilities. And Morbi will be the new facility which will be giving us growth and EBITDA level positive very soon. Thank you so much. Thank you, Vikram, and thank you, the Kurusha.
Thank you. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your line. Thank you.